Challenge Cup always is an exciting prospect, and we're looking forward to what will be a big game on television this week against Lee. Yeah, we're excited with the prospect of facing a team that's, you know, won a huge amount of games over the last two seasons.
Is it nice to have a bit of a break from the league?
No, not really. I think it's just a Challenge Cup brings to it about a different feel. Every single time, it's a you win a take all. It's a chance to feel what it's like to play in big games, which are playoff games, and we're no different from the other. I think 15 teams that we'll be playing this week. We want to be in the hat Sunday straight after our game.
Is there a different type of pressure going into this week? You being the Super League side, you may be seen as the favourites.
I don't think we're the favourites on the bookies, so. No, you know, I wouldn't say how we're favourites. You know, Lee have got a couple of internationals that are playing for them. You know, seem to have endless amounts of money to spend on their squads, and they've won a huge amount of games. So I think it'll be a good, close, traditional Challenge Cup game.
Yeah, they're on a great run of form. What do you make of your opponents?
Yeah, good, strong, aggressive, really aggressive team. Got two good halfbacks with some speed there at fullback as well. You know, there's not too many weak links in their team. They showed against Salford what they can do. And, you know, they'll come here expecting to win, I'm sure.
And Liam Key, their top scorer, coming back to play at Wakefield for the first time.
Yeah, he's a good kid, Liam. He's done a good job at Lee, just like he did when he was at Wakefield.
No Matt Ryan. How big of a blow is that?
Yeah, we've got a couple of blokes out. We've got a couple of blokes coming back, which is fantastic. So, yeah, Matt, you know, Matt's been all right for us over a long period of time now. I thought it was a tough grading that he got in a grade B. You know, we were going to challenge it and fight it, but even if we got it to a grade A, which I thought it was, you can't use your early guilty plea then, and you still would have got a game. So, yeah, that's why we didn't decide to challenge it. You know, he'll be a loss for us.
And who are the couple that are coming back into the side?
You know, we're hoping to have Dean Collis, Danny Kerman, Ali Lautiti, Lupini Payer, there might have been one other somewhere, all available for us for this game. We won't know for sure until we get through training on Saturday.
But that'll be positive.
Yeah, of course it will. You want our best players playing. It will help us, and they'll be short of a run, no doubt about that. But, you know, for a small squad like Wakefield, to have your best players available is always a big bonus. And I'm hoping that will be the case, that, you know, we're probably only back now to maybe four or five that aren't available. You know, we've still got a few unavailable from that. Dan Smith won't play, hurt his hamstring. Jordan Crowther's on French duty, and Kirk still got a broken hand. Matt Asher's still coming back from operation, so we still got quite a few people that unavailable, but we're definitely in better shape than we were over the last couple of months.
Like you say, it's on television, should be a decent crowd here. Challenge Cup sometimes has a special atmosphere, doesn't it?
I think it always does, not sometimes, always does. Been involved in some games that I remember as a player in the Challenge Cup, probably more vividly than any other games I've played in. So Challenge Cup, as a kid in Australia, big competition. We only got one game a year from England, which was a Challenge Cup final as growing up, and I watched that every year. It's a big competition worldwide.
It'd be special for you to take the team on a run in the Cup.
Yeah, you know, I've had a couple of decent runs in the Cup before, and obviously as a player we made a semi-final, and I was cup tied when I was at Hull FC and they made the final at Wembley. So it's always an unbelievable experience to go another step closer to your dream of winning at Wembley. And, you know, we're hoping if we're good enough that we'll be in the draw in the quarterfinals.